I can see that you're winding now. Lumbing into it.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to go over what is in your bulletin of the pathway happenings.
All right.
So, but one that I didn't cover and we need to cover because there's like a little change. And so Sandy's been handing out the hula ministry. What she's going to be doing is she's going to have like a little class thing for mothers and daughters. But in the announcement, the time and dates are a little bit off. So if you can look at this, if you don't have one of these that Sandy's given you, it tells you that we're going to start probably the end of July and then do it to about mid-August because of school starting. So we just wanted you to look at that. Also in your bulletins is the men's, you know, mentioning of the men's breakfast, the awesome youth for Wednesday nights. Yes. With the awesome Randy doing that. Then the women's, it talks about, like I said before, the Bible study. It's been really great. We handed out the books. We did it Tuesday morning and Thursday night, and it's gone really well. We're going to start studying in the book next week. So if you still want to do that, please let me know, and I will get a book for you right away. And then we have a dilemma. So, ladies, I am just announcing this right now. I'd appreciate it if you would let me know, because in your bulletin, it says that our next Tuesday night, it's a grind. Well, it's a grind. It's not. It's a grind anymore. And so we need to find another place to meet for Tuesday night. So you can ignore the it's a grind part. Okay.
Perfect.
So we need to, you know, think on that. It's a thinker. So, but also, we have the Women of Faith Conference coming up. Thank you again for the fundraiser, 165 raise. Awesome. And that is going to, we have a sign-up now sheet on the table, the women's ministry table. So I'd really appreciate it if you are interested in going, please let us know. And if you want just a Saturday-only ticket, let us know, please, because then we can just do that. But right now, we need a Friday and Saturday, too, so we can make the reservations not only for the tickets for the conference, but also for overnight stay. So thank you so much, you guys. And you can look at the bulletin for the other stuff, like, you know, the guy's stuff. Yeah. No, I'm teasing. No.
Hey.
You guys, no.
I thought I was awesome.
No. I'm just teasing.
All right.
Second Saturday for the guys.
Right on. You know what I really love about this is I love that how we're just, I mean, we're just like a big family here. Isn't that great? You know, and I really want to make that point this morning as we worship, as we come together and we lift up the King of Kings. Can we think like that? I don't know about you guys, but it's like being in the living room right now. You know what I'm saying? And we're all together. And we're family. We know each other. And if we don't, we're going to get to know you. And we're open. We're open with that. And you know, as we worship the Lord, could we do that? Could we just know that we're among people that are here for the same purpose and reason? As we lift him up, if there's any hurts, if there's any pains, would you take this time to lay it before him? Because I know that this morning God wants to heal us. He really, truly will. He wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit. And this next song, we're going to talk about that. If you would, let that be your heart this morning. Can we stand one more time before the King of Kings?
Amen.
Oh. Get the right song here. Hang in there. See, we're like family. I mess up. I'm not perfect. I'm awesome, though, but I'm not. You said it.
Yeah. I'm not perfect either.
Come like you promised you would. I want to surrender for good. I know that I need you, and I don't wanna keep living life alone. So take my heart and make it new and make it true. Make it like you. So take my hands, I lift them high. They're yours, not mine to do. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will. Yeah. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will, yeah. I feel like a blind man in your sight. I know that I'm wicked in your eyes. So wash me and make me shine like the sun. I wanna tell everyone that you're the only one. So take my heart and make it new, and make it true, and make it like you. So take my hands, I lift them high. They're yours, not mine to do. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, yeah. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, yeah. Cause I'm ready now, I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Do what you will, I'm ready now, I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Do what you will, I'm ready now, I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Do what you will, I'm ready now, I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will. Come have your way in us, Lord. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will. We continue to sing that to our King. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, yeah. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will. Yeah, won't you do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, yeah, do what you will, do what you will. We lift this up, do what you will, yeah. 'Cause I'm ready now, I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Do what you will, I'm ready now, I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Do what you will, I'm ready now, I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Do what you will, I'm ready now, I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, yeah. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, yeah.
We're going to enter now into our ministry of prayer time. If our prayer teams would come forward, Jonathan and Evelyn and Dick. Take this time, as we sing these last two songs, to just enter into a time of worship with God. Just give Him everything that's going on in your life. Give Him the junk. Empty yourself of all that junk so that He can fill you with Himself, so that He can fill you with what He wants to pour into you today.
Yes.
He wants to pour His Spirit into you today. But you can't have any of yourself in there before He can do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just lift up this morning to you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would fill us with your Spirit right now, Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray that you would take all the stuff going on in our lives, everything that's distracting us from knowing you intimately, Lord. Pray that you would take those things and just wash them clean of us, Lord. Just wipe them away so that we can focus exclusively on you this morning, Father. Lord, we're going to lay those things at the foot of the cross. We're not going to worry about them anymore, Lord. Let us feel your presence here this morning, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Of all the fear I had from
every wicked way that hinders me from living like I should. Melt away my pride and let your Holy Spirit shine. Let it shine. Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, oh, here I am, and I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and take control. I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, here I am, Lord, and I'm letting go. Spirit, oh Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh Holy Spirit, I'm letting go. Fire, burn away my desire of anything that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you and less of me. Holy fire, burn away my desire of anything that is not of you and is of me. Well, I want more of you and less of me. Empty me. Oh, empty me and fill. Won't you fill me with you, with you. Holy fire, burn away my desire of anything that is not of you and is of me. Well, I want more of you and less of me. Empty me. Oh, empty me. And fill. Won't you fill me with you, with you now? Oh, won't you empty me now? Oh, won't you empty me? Oh, won't you empty me now? Oh, won't you empty me? Oh, won't you empty me now? Oh, won't you empty me? Oh, won't you empty me now? Oh, won't you empty me? Empty me. feel, won't you fill me with you, oh, won't you empty me now, oh, won't you empty me, oh, won't you empty me now, oh, won't you empty me, oh, won't you empty me now, oh, won't you empty me, oh, won't you empty me now, oh, won't you empty me, empty me, empty me, and feel, won't you fill me with you, with you, holy fire, burn away my desire of anything that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you and less of me.
Thank you, everybody.
Amen.
Thank you, worship team. Thank you, God, for showing up this morning.
Thank you.
Give me a moment here to get situated. So, how you guys doing? God is good, isn't he? Oh, man. All right. We started a sermon series last Sunday on the names of God, right? You guys remember that? And before I got up here and gave the message, I had Dick Moser come up, one of our council members and elders, and he talked to us about why it's important to know the names of God, why it's important to know God and not just know about God. Because you can have all the knowledge in the world about God, but if you don't know him, if you don't have a relationship with him, then all the knowledge in the world doesn't matter. You got to know him, not just know about him. So when we're talking about these names of God, we're talking about how God has worked in our lives in those particular areas. When we talk about God as our healer, you know, some of us have experience with God healing us from illnesses, from sickness, from disease. Yeah. So we know God as our healer. All of us, if we are saved, we know God as our Savior. That's the name of God that we know him as. So that's why it's important as we go through this six-week series on the names of God. It's important to know God by these names so that we can call on him when we have a need. If we're hurt, we can call on God as our healer, and he'll heal us. When we're going through turmoil, we can call on God as our Prince of Peace, which is what I'm talking about today. And he'll give us peace through the rough times. It's important to know God by these names. And I gave you a verse that we're going to be memorizing as a church through this six-week series. Do you remember the verse from last week? Acts 2:21. Yeah, it's right up here behind me. One phrase, one sentence, but it's the most important name to know God as. It's the basic one, the Savior. God is our Savior. And the verse is this: everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you have it memorized? Have you been working on it? Let's say it all together, okay? And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. God is our Savior. And what I want to talk to you about today is knowing God as our Prince of Peace. That's the name for today. And we see God as our Prince of Peace in Isaiah 9:6. And it says, for to us a child is born. This is Isaiah. This is a prophet back in the Old Testament times. And he's talking to Israel, and he's predicting the birth of Jesus Christ. Hundreds of years in the future, Jesus is going to be born. But God gave the prophet Isaiah this word, this prophecy, that Jesus was coming. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God wants to be our Prince of Peace. And like I said, the Prince of Peace was referring to Jesus, because Jesus, God's son, makes him a prince, right? And what Jesus did was, when he came to earth in the form of a man and died on that cross for our sins, paid that penalty for our sins so that we don't have to have that death penalty against us. When he did that, he healed the relationship between us and God. He gave us peace in that conflict between us and God. Because from the moment we're born into sin. We're born sinners. And we have this broken relationship with God from the time that we're young. And it's just this conflict, this constant conflict between our carnal selves, you know, our earthly selves, our humanness that wants to sin, our sin nature. There's a conflict between that and God's holiness. And we can't be in God's presence because we're not holy. And so there's that constant conflict. There's an emptiness in our lives we know is there. We try to fill it up with stuff. We try to fill it up with everything we see around us. We try to fill it up with possessions. We try to fill it up with a job. We try to fill it up with family. But it can only be filled by God. And the only way it can be filled by God is because the Prince of Peace will heal that relationship. Give us peace in that conflict. So that's why Jesus is our Prince of Peace. Not only does he want to give peace to our relationship with God, he also wants to give peace to us in our daily lives, in the situations going on around us. Doesn't mean he's going to take those problems away. Doesn't mean he's going to completely wipe away all the problems going on in our lives and we're going to have nice, you know, breezy days and no problems and no family troubles, no relationship troubles, no job troubles. No, that's not what it's saying. But God will give us peace through those times because we know he's the one in control. We know that he's the one who's going to take care of it, handle it. All we got to do, listen to him and do what we're told. And he'll handle the rest. Prince of Peace. We can have peace in our daily lives no matter what's going on around us. And Jesus said that in John 14:27. He's talking to his disciples, and he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Jesus is saying, I want to give you peace. And I don't just give it to you as the world gives, which is kind of, you know, as long as you're good to me, I'll be good to you. As long as you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. But God's saying, I'll give it to you. And I won't take it back. All you got to do is accept it. Accept my peace. And where does that peace come from? If we look at the previous verse, verse 26, it says, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, this is before he talks about peace, it says, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. So the peace that he's talking about comes from the Holy Spirit being inside of us. That's where we get the peace in our lives. Because the peace can't come from externally. That's where all the junk is. It has to come from inside. And if you are a believer, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. He's guiding you, he's directing you, and he's giving you peace through your daily life. If you're willing to let go. A lot of us have control issues, right? We want to be in control. And when the world gets chaotic, when problems come into our lives and we start going crazy and worrying and stuff, it's because we've lost control. But if we're willing to give that up, let the Holy Spirit take control, then we can have peace in our lives. We got to let go. And this is cool because this is basically this is the Trinity right here, right? We talked about God being our source of peace. We talked about Jesus being our Prince of Peace. And we talked about the Holy Spirit giving us peace from inside. That's the Trinity, which is really cool. You know, the three personalities of God, the three gods in one. It's something that our human minds can never really completely comprehend. We're not going to really understand it till we get to heaven. But it's there. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all combining together to bring us peace. It's like, did you guys ever have an ant farm when you were a kid? How many people had ant farms when they were growing up? Yeah, I see Heidi there. Okay. Yeah, and Will. Okay, so I had this ant farm growing up. You know what an ant farm is? It's like this really thin glass container, and it's filled with sand or dirt or something, and you put ants in it. And you watch the ants dig their tunnels and their little burrows, and they build their little civilization, you know, and all that stuff. And it's really intricate, and it's really cool when it's done because you see all these tunnels through the dirt because it's glass. And so you can see all their little tunnels and their little town and their life and all that stuff. And you can give them names and all this fun stuff. So you never named your ants, Heidi? No? Oh, that was just me. Now, did you guys ever shake up the ant farm? That was fun, too. Maybe that was just me. But, you know, you take the ant farm, and you got these little intricate tunnels and everything, and you go like this. It's really cool. Because the ants are like, ah, what's going on? It's caving. You know, all their little tunnels cave in, and they, you know, they some of them are buried, and some of them are on the outside looking in, and they're trying to dig. Jimmy, I'm coming for you, Jimmy. You know, they're trying to dig each other out, and then they have to start over. You know, start over digging their little tunnels and everything. But our lives are like that sometimes. Doesn't it feel that way? Do you ever feel like you're in an ant farm and somebody's shaking it? Just chaos. And you can't breathe, and you feel like you're being buried under all this junk going on in your life. You ever feel that way? Just chaos, and you've lost control. It's because God's not the one holding the ant farm. It's Pastor Doug. And he's a sadist. But you gotta let God hold your farm. Because he's not going to shake it. You got to give up control. Imagine the ant trying to hold up his own ant farm. It's not going to work. He's not strong enough. You got to let God hold your ant farm. He's not going to shake it. You're going to have times when it feels like chaos. But if God's holding the farm, you've got peace. You can have peace through the storm. There are some things that threaten to rob us of our peace in our daily lives. You know, one thing that threatens to rob us of our peace is worry and fear. You know, in Matthew 5, Jesus talks about how we shouldn't worry. We don't need to worry about what you're going to wear or what you're going to eat. Because God is taking care of you. He takes care of the flowers. He takes care of the birds. Why wouldn't he take care of you? You're his child. God is going to take care of you. And when we worry, when we fear what's coming around the next corner because we can't see what's coming, and we fear the unknown, that's when we're taking our eyes off of Jesus. And we're worrying about our circumstances. We're concerned about the things going on around us. And we try to take control back from God. But we got to trust him and give those things up to him and let him worry about them. That's his job. Our job is just to show up and obey. Another thing that can threaten to rob you of your peace is rebellion. Refusing to do what God's asking you to do. If you've been reading in your daily Bible reading along with us, we have on our website, we have some daily Bible reading links that you can go to. We're reading through the Bible in a year. And I think there's some spiritual growth notebooks over at the resource table maybe that have the same reading guide in them. You know, if you've been reading along with us on a daily basis, on Friday we read through the book of Jonah. And Jonah's all about rebellion, right? Because God tells Jonah to go visit Nineveh and tell him to repent. And Jonah says, I don't think so. I don't want to go there. I'm going that direction. I'm going to get on a boat, and I'm going to go that way. And, you know, big storm. The sailors are saying, what did you do? What did you do to get us in this situation? What do we have to do to get rid of the storm? And Jonah says, throw me overboard. So they threw him overboard. He gets eaten by a fish, right? He gets puked up on the beach. It's not a fun week in the life of Jonah. It's not a very peaceful week in the life of Jonah, right? It's because he was rebelling against what God had told him to do. If he had obeyed what God had told him to do, he would have had peace in his life. But he refused to do what God told him to do. And because of that, he lost peace in his life. Another thing that can rob you of your peace is impatience. Look at Abraham, right? God promised Abraham a son. He said, I'm going to give you more descendants than there are stars in the sky and there are sand on the beach, right? But Abraham was getting old. He was getting up near 100 years old. His wife was getting up near 90, and he said, maybe I heard God wrong. Maybe I'm supposed to take Sarah's maidservant and have a kid with her instead. I don't know why God would have said that. He didn't, but somehow Abraham rationalized it in his mind that that's what he was supposed to do. So he had a kid with the maidservant named Ishmael. And finally, God said, no, that wasn't what I meant. I'm going to give you a kid through Sarah. And Sarah got pregnant and had Isaac. Now, Ishmael and Isaac, Ishmael is the ancestor of the Palestinians. Isaac is the ancestor of Israel. How much conflict has there been over the last 3,000 years between the Palestinians and the Jews? Constant. A lot. And it all stems from the fact that Abraham was impatient with God. And because of that, we had thousands of years of no peace. And so often in our lives, we try to take matters into our own hands because God, we know God has promised us things. But he's not moving at our pace. He's not doing it on our timing. So we take matters into our own hands. We try to make things happen on our own. When we do that, it's like rebellion. We're going to lose peace in our lives because we're not letting God have control. We're looking at our circumstances instead of looking at God. What else? Is there anything else you can think of that could rob us of our peace besides worry, fear, rebellion, and impatience? Just shout it out if you think of something. Yeah, Richard. Greed, absolutely. Greed will rob you of your peace if you're focused on money. Pride, absolutely. If you're not humble, yeah, definitely that will rob you of your peace. Yeah, because you're looking at yourself. What? Sin, if you have sin in your life, that will rob you of your peace. Absolutely. Because it's kind of rebellion. You're rebelling against God. Paul? Selfishness, yeah, because once again, you're focused on yourself, focused on getting things for you instead of God. That's good. That's all real good. In Matthew 8, there's a story. Huh? Unforgiveness? Yes, unforgiveness. Absolutely. Story in Matthew 8 about Jesus when he was early on in his career with his disciples. And they were crossing the Sea of Galilee in a boat, and Jesus was below deck sleeping, and the disciples were out on deck, and the storm came up. And the storm started knocking the boat around, and the disciples got scared, and they thought they were going to sink. And they ran down to Jesus, and they said, "Jesus, wake up! Jesus, wake up! There's a storm!" Let me read you what Jesus said. In verse 26, he replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. Why were the disciples terrified? Why were they scared? Why did they panic? Because they were looking at the storm. They were looking at the storm. They weren't looking at the person that could calm the storm, the person that could give them peace through the storm. They were looking at their surroundings. They were looking at their circumstances. And they said, "We're going to die. God wants you to know today that you can have peace through your storm. But you got to look to Jesus to be your Prince of Peace. Whatever it is that's going on in your life. We all have storms that we're going through. We all have things that bring us stress. Things that try to steal our peace. But keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't worry about your surroundings. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Follow him and obey the last thing that he told you to do. And you can have peace through the storm." Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I'm God." I want to play a song for you right now from a band right now that I really like called Rush of Fools. And just think about the storms that are going on in your life as this song is playing. And be willing to lay those things down at the feet of Jesus and say, "Jesus, be my Prince of Peace through this situation. Give me peace in my life." And listen to this song. Hold on. Let my heart be yours. heads together right now. Is there anyone in this room today that doesn't have peace with God right now? Your relationship with God has been broken. You've never made things right with God. You're not saved right now. Is there anybody who wants to give their life to Jesus today? If you would just raise your head and look at me, make eye contact with me right now, and I want to pray with you. Is there anybody in this room today that's going through the storm right now?
Amen.
You need peace through the storm. If you could just raise your hand right now. Yes. Yes. Heavenly Father, we lift up these people that are going through the storm right now, Father. And they're looking to you for peace through that storm. Lord, we lift up those individual situations to you. You know what they are and you know what they need in order to gain peace.
Yes.
Right now, we pray that you grant them that. I lift up every person in this room to you, Father. Let us not be distracted by the situations going on around us, but let us give every situation in our lives to you and lay it down at the foot of your cross and say, here, God, you handle this. I don't have the strength. Some of us feel like we're being shaken up in that ant farm right now, Lord. We pray that you bring us peace. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to worship the Lord now with his tithes and our offerings as we play our closing song here. Yes.
Amen.
God is good. Let me pray over the tithes and offerings quickly. Heavenly Father, I just lift up these tithes and offerings to you. I thank you so much for blessing this church, Lord. I pray you continue that. In Jesus' name, amen.
So take my heart and make it new and make it true and make it like you. Take my hands, lift them high. Yours, not mine, to do. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will. Yeah. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will. Like you promised you would. I want to surrender for good. I know that I need you, and I don't want to keep living life alone. So take my heart and make it new. Make it true, make it like you. So take my hands, I lift them high. They're yours, not mine, to do. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will. Yeah, yeah. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will. Yeah. 'Cause I'm ready now. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Do what you will. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Do what you will. I'm ready. your will. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will. Yeah. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will, yeah.
Oh. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, yeah. Do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, yeah. 'Cause I'm ready now. You will. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Do what you will. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Do what you will. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will. Yeah. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will. Yeah. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will. Yeah. Do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will.
Can't find